It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Organizations are collecting donations to help the families of victims of the shootings Monday at a King Soopers in Boulder. Frank DeAngelis was the principal at Columbine High School when two students attacked that school in 1999. He's now with the Colorado Healing Fund and says the effects of Monday's shooting will last for years.
It's a marathon and not a sprint, and I think that's what the Colorado Healing Fund looks at, is not only helping with the immediate needs, but ongoing what it's going to take for these families.
President Biden praised Boulder police officer Eric Talley in his remarks about the shooting. The president said that when Talley pinned on his badge Monday morning, he didn't know what the day would bring.
He thought he'd be coming home to his family and his seven children. But when the moment the act came, Officer Talley did not hesitate in his duty, making the ultimate sacrifice in his effort to save lives. That's a definition of an American hero.
Officer Talley was one of 10 people killed in the shootings Monday. Colorado is updating its rules about visits to residential care facilities, which care for older adults and people with disabilities. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Strict limits were put in place last year after the pandemic hit. Now those rules are being eased for residents who've been vaccinated. If a resident is fully vaccinated, they can choose to have close contact while wearing a well-fitting face mask and cleaning hands before and after. For the safety of residents, visitors to facilities are encouraged to get vaccinated. The health department says visitation should still be limited for residents who are not vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans have extra time to enroll for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. A special enrollment period will be extended by 3 months to August 15th. It's part of the Biden administration's response to the pandemic and follows an earlier extension of the sign-up period. It's 6 minutes after six. This is CPR News.